This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is always a pleasure to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. Today, more than ever, we are dedicating the show to education because there are so many people suffering in this country that this plant may be able to help. And we have to take the judgments and strip them away to get the facts. Real people, real stories. And that's what we're doing today on Cannabis Talk A to Z. And I have to tell you, our first guest is a nurse practitioner. Matt Fogel is with us. He is also the author of a brand new book called The Green Elephant. I love the title. And Matt, your story is a very profound story and very similar story than what many people and their experiences with cannabis and CBD. And there's not a lot of understanding or distinction between the two, and people kind of get all confused about the story. So I'm really thrilled you're here to share with us the unfolding of what happened to you, because it's a profound story and it's a story of hope, and I love that. So welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be on. I was really excited with what you said in the intro about judgment and facts, because that's what my story is all about, honestly.
So you had a very interesting experience as a young boy. Why don't we share that with your dad first?
Well, my whole cannabis experience started when I was a teenager. I was outside in the evening. I remember it was a summer evening. It was probably about 8:30, and the sun was just starting to go down, and I was playing basketball with some of my friends. And I had never been around cannabis. I'd never really been around cigarettes even. And one of my friends asked me if he could smoke a cigarette. And I said, sure. And so he went to the side of the house and started smoking. And one of my other friends were partaking, and they offered me some, and I declined. And my dad happened to come out of the house right about at that point. And he's like, hey, guys. And then all of a sudden, it was like somebody flipped a switch, and his demeanor changed instantly. And I'm assuming it's because he smelled it. And I had no idea what it smelled like, but he all of a sudden was like, you guys need to go home. It's your bedtime, Matt. Come on in. And so I was incredibly confused, and we got inside, and he, did you smoke any of that? Did you partake? You know, this. And I was taken aback. I was shocked. I'd never seen my dad act like this before. And he finally explained that was marijuana, and that's bad, and he's seen it in the army barracks, and, you know, it makes people stupid, and I should never, ever do that. And so that really shaped a lot of my early perceptions on cannabis. Add to that I was raised very conservative Christian, and my grandfather was a full-bird colonel in the army, and so cannabis was never even an option to consider for me.
Oh, absolutely. But I think that this story, the misinformation that was back then is still out there today, and that's why I'm so thrilled you're sharing this story with us. So
well,
now
absolutely.
We fast forward, and your first love was, of course, basketball, but that didn't turn out to be for you. And so the next choice, which turned out to be the love of your life, was nursing.
Absolutely. And so it progressed, and I continued in my medical career. I ended up as a open-heart recovery nurse taking care of patients who had just had bypass surgery. And you know, the medical field is very biased against things like cannabis as well. The homeopathy and the natural-based remedies, you know, we're very skeptical of unless there's definitive proof. And so being in that field, I obviously had that negative slant towards it. And it wasn't until about a year before I started my nurse practitioner program that I started entertaining cannabis seriously as a therapeutic. And as with many of my patients who have started taking cannabis, it was because I became personally ill and something affected me so badly that I had no other option. I developed a GI bleed that the doctors couldn't figure out, and essentially my blood count, my hemoglobin dropped so low. I usually run about 16, and it dropped to about 7. And so I had no oxygen carrying capacity, and I was nauseous all the time. And so my day would go something like this: I'd wake up, I'd vomit, and then about every 30 minutes after, I would vomit. And I could only walk about 10 feet because I had no stamina. And so, you know, I was just kind of subsisting through life and trying to make my way, and it was miserable. All the medications that the doctors gave me, they didn't help the nausea, they didn't do anything. And so this all culminated with an anniversary trip to Las Vegas, Nevada, and my wife and I went with another couple. And I remember the other gentleman that was with us, he was an avid cannabis user, and we ended up talking, and he said, you know, we're in Las Vegas. All you do is eat and drink here. If you can't do that, you're going to be miserable. And so I'll never forget it. My wife and I had probably about an hour-long discussion about this because we both understood the illegalities of it, the ramifications that it could have on our licenses. And the long and the short was he was right. I was miserable, and there was nothing that modern medicine was providing that could help this. And so I tried it.
And by the way,
go ahead.
By the way, you lost over 60 pounds, started to have dental issues because the acid from the stomach was ruining your teeth. I mean, this was
exactly
a very serious condition.
It was very profound. I could walk 10 feet. That was about it. I could get up from the couch and make it to the bathroom, and that was about as far as I could go. And what was fascinating to me, after being so anti for so long, is, you know, he set me up very nicely. It was just the right amount. He'd been doing this forever, and, you know, so he wanted to make sure that it was a good experience. And so I, you know, he set me up, and I took my hit, and I remember we were sitting in the backyard of this house that we had rented, and about 15 minutes after, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not nauseous. And about 20 minutes after, I realized that I had felt about the best I had felt in about 6 months at that point. And so it was an afternoon of, you know, turning over these long-held beliefs and really sinking into them and thinking, is this right? Is this something that, you know, is accurate? And the long and the short was it wasn't. And so I had to investigate it for, you know, for me and for my patients, because this is obviously misinformation that I was basing all these judgments off of. And so the whole experience ended up culminating at Mayo Clinic, where I was seeing one of the best GI people in the world. And I will never forget, he was asking me what I was doing to manage my symptoms. And I told him, and he looked at me and he wagged his finger in my face and said, every single one of your problems is caused by the cannabis. And I literally, in his office, pulled up several studies to show him that that was not accurate or anything like that, and he just wasn't hearing it. And so that is actually where the green elephant began, was that visit. I realized that none of the providers that I dealt with had any knowledge about this, how to help their patients. Or even that, you know, you have an endocannabinoid system that these cannabinoids act on in your body. And so that's, you know, that's the whole purpose of this system, is to bring balance to the body.
This is so profound. I mean, this is a really great story. And so, therefore, the book, The Green Elephant, came about, and you and your wife wrote this extraordinary book. We will talk more about the book. We will get into the logistics. And we also will talk about a new idea, a new concept. Because, you know, Matt, your story is not an unusual story, and you're not alone in the telling of your story. And there are many people who are listening to this program that are thinking, gee, I have someone that has a severe issue. Maybe cannabis, maybe CBD, maybe the entourage effect, maybe all of that might help. How do I even find out more about it? And so you're starting a new company. Give us the website.
The website is thecanacore.com, and essentially the company is to help guide those people who they've heard cannabis may be effective as a treatment for whatever condition and have no idea of where to start. And so we kind of guide them with, this is how cannabis helps your disease states, and this is a starting dosing point, and this is what to expect when you go into the dispensary.
Yes. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, there's so much more with Matt and his story right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear.
Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us today. Matt Fogel is our guest. He is a nurse practitioner who suffered from an unusual ailment, and there was no relief in sight. He went everywhere to get help. And founded in the extraordinary cannabis plant. He's written about it in a book called The Green Elephant, trying to educate people about the endocannabinoid system and who may benefit from this plant. And he's even forming a company that is going to help people. For example, when I hear of a friend that has pancreatic cancer, how should the cannabis be used? Is there hope to have cannabis help with those severe cases, especially with the feeling of nausea and symptoms? So many questions Absolutely. Out there about this plant, Matt. And, you know, we know that there have been some extraordinary miracles with this plant, but for basic overall health, and we're not really understanding that there is science behind it. There is so much information out there. And now that the Farm Bill passed a few years ago, it's making it easier. But, you know, do share with us a little bit of your frustrations of dealing with your fellow medical practitioners.
Well, absolutely. You said that the information is out there. It's just hard to find, and that's accurate. We as Americans like to think that we're the end-all, be-all, and currently the best research in the world on cannabis is coming out of places like Tel Aviv and Spain, and a lot of the best research we have comes from there. And so, you know, just because we didn't research it as Americans doesn't mean that the information is not there or hasn't been researched. And so I feel that a lot of the people in the States need to kind of open their eyes to the research that has been done. And I mean, we're talking about really solid research. The other parts are that, you know, we need to expand our research. And like you said, the Farm Bill allowed us to start being able to research more closely to what is available at dispensaries cannabis-wise. Up until that had passed, the only place they could get cannabis in the States for research was from the farm in Mississippi. And for perspective, most cannabis that you can buy at a dispensary is between, call it 17 and 25% THC. The cannabis for research was below 10%. And so you couldn't even get close to, accurate comparisons of what this medication actually does.
And you know, Matt, that's such a great point. And we know from the research in Spain and in Israel that this plant can be life-changing, that there are no side effects. I just had a friend who was in terrible pain, and her doctor did not recommend cannabis post procedure from a hip replacement, but strong drugs that she had such a strong negative reaction. She wound up in the emergency room being admitted into a major Boston hospital for her adverse reaction to the pain they gave her for her hip replacement. Because her sodium levels dropped. So, you know, there's just this dichotomy.
Well, it goes to what you had said earlier about judgment and fast. And, you know, we've been inundated with this stigma against cannabis. You know, everywhere you look, you know, I grew up in the 80s, the war on drugs. And, you know, this is your brain on drugs. And so everywhere we turned, we were just inundated with these falsehoods about what this plant does. And I'd like to say, you know, that it's definitely not a panacea. It's not going to cure everything. But the things that we've found that it does help, it helps very well. And we're finding more and more things almost daily. But the funny thing about this is because of the stigma and the blocking out and erasing of cannabis from our history, we're suddenly finding that things that cannabis had been used to treat in the 1800s were suddenly making these quote unquote breakthroughs and discovering that it can be used to treat. A perfect example would be Alzheimer's disease. So the past couple of years, we've had research coming out that says that it can help to get rid of the amyloid plaques that are the hallmarks of all the Alzheimer's disease. And we hailed this as this huge discovery. Well, in the 1800s, they used it to treat something that they called wandering illness in the elderly. And that is essentially Alzheimer's disease. And they didn't know about the amyloid plaques, but they knew that it treated them. And so another example would be Epidolex, the CBD-derived drug that is used to treat Dravet syndrome, which is the young adolescent seizures. And, you know, we have that in the 1800s as well. I believe it was Sir Walter Riley that used that to treat pediatric seizures. And so, you know, the stigma and the propaganda has set us back easily 100 years in research and where we should be with this plant.
Oh, absolutely. Economically, environmentally, I mean, it's all through the entire world, and we are really missing the boat, and that's why I decided to get on board and do this show, because we really need to become educated. That's what this is. This show is an opportunity for people like yourself to come on and share your story and stories of others, and to clarify, how much do I take? When do I take it? It's, you know, this is the real big problem with this, how to dose it,
exactly.
and tricate, and we just don't understand that. So I'm thrilled that you wrote The Green Elephant, and congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you so much. It really was kind of a surprise to us that it came about. We didn't even expect to be writing a book, but you know, it really was a labor of love. And you know, everywhere we go, or that people have read this book, they really are grateful for it, because this is, like you said, something that isn't really out there. Well, I suppose it's out there. You can find all this information on the internet and things, but there's no real place where it's all consolidated
right
into one easily accessible source.
And you have everything from the ancient history and how prohibition came about, and ethics, and cannabis-related regulations, and the endocannabinoid system, and it goes on. And I thank you so much, Matt Fogel, for all the research and the work that you're doing. And come back anytime and give us the website as we take a break.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Frankie. The website is thecannacore.com, and you know, we're just really excited to help people to explore this plant and its therapeutic potential.
And we appreciate it. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer. Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol.
the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us today. And, you know, we just were talking to a nurse practitioner about his story and how cannabis saved his life, changed his life. He wrote about it in his book, The Green Elephant. And I had said in the early part of the show that the stigma that we are facing with this plant is extraordinary. And joining us now is Pearson Boyer. And Pearson's story, we love having Pearson and his father, Peter, on because their story is such a unique story. And one of the things that Matt Fogel, as a nurse practitioner, was talking about is that there is an actual pharmaceutical drug on the market that contains CBD that's being given to children for epilepsy. And so, Pearson, welcome back. And just real quickly, give us the background for new listeners that are not familiar with Ruby, your sister, and the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Behind Ruby
Always
Bees.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on and to just share Ruby's story because it's something so amazing. So my younger sister Ruby was born in 2005 with cerebral palsy and complications of epilepsy. And our family together has looked at almost every possible solution we can possibly, you know, dive into to help Ruby and give her the best quality of life that we can possibly give her. And my family has gone to lengths such as even doing hyperbaric therapy, just every almost, you know, alternative and holistic approach to it. And after hearing about Charlotte's Web and CBD as a product, we tried it for Ruby, and the results that have come from it have just been phenomenal. It's almost like a light switch was turned on, just the way that she interacts with the world around her and just, you know, it has become just, it's almost as though she's more receptive to things going on. And that's why we created our company, Ruby Bees. It's for Ruby. And we want to bring this product and this solution to people who need it. And we infuse CBD into honey, and Ruby loves honey, so it just seemed like a natural fit. And that's where we are today, just trying to get our product and CBD into the hands of people who really need it. And hopefully we can help people like Ruby and families who are looking for that solution. And that's our goal, and that's why we're here.
So for the years that she's been taking, Ruby's been taking CBD, she's been seizure-free, except for a fall that she had, which was totally different.
Right, yeah. A while back, she was walking down the driveway running, and she had tripped on something and fell and hit her head, and that put her into a seizure. But prior to that, Ruby has been seizure-free. We do, you know, we give her four honey sticks a day at 10 milligrams each, and she's been, like I said, it's like a light switch was turned on, and it's amazing, and she's been seizure-free as a result.
This is why this conversation, Pearson, is so important for people to hear, that this simple little honey stick, and the reason you started Ruby Bees was because quite honestly, some of the tinctures out there are not very pleasant to take, and to give a child something, you know, they're not going to want to take it if it doesn't have a good flavor.
Right. Absolutely not. And I mean, you cannot mistake the face that Ruby will give you when she tried one of those tinctures. It's the bitter taste.
I can imagine.
Ruby
no.
is non-verbal, so
yeah.
She can't talk with us. But you can tell on her face right away that that was a no for Ruby. So with that said, you know, we had to figure out a solution that was sweeter, that Ruby would be receptive to taking, and honestly, that's kid-friendly, and everyone besides Ruby would love to eat. And that's why we often go in with honey, and we use a sweeter blend of it as well. So we use clover honey, and that's a bit sweeter, and people tend to like that. But, I mean, we're looking into possibly diving into other options for honey, but it just seems that clover is kind of the way to go for now.
And it also helps with the immune system, which is a nice little added benefit as well. But, going back to this story, and the story of Ruby is an example. You know, this is a family that struggled. Imagine having to do hyperbaric chambers with your child. Imagine going doing the rebounding and the jumping and trying everything possible to give some relief. And for someone who's non-communicative, can you imagine not being able to you know, share with your family, but your face, even non-communicative people have expressions. You can see what pleases them and what doesn't.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just about reading, you know, Ruby's body language and seeing what she likes and what she doesn't like and just trying to really cater to her, to just give her the best life that she can possibly have. And, you know, that's what we want to accomplish as a family, and that's what we want to share with people. And, but, you know, hopefully we can provide for other families who are, you know, in similar situations as we are. And that's what Ruby Bees is about, and that's what us as Boyers, that's what we're about. So it's a family thing, and we just want to make sure that whatever has helped us, helped Ruby, maybe we can offer some relief and some help to other people who are looking for it.
And by the way, they're not related. I wish I keep saying I wish you guys were related, but we're not related. But I have to say that the Boyer family is just doing a heroic job right now. They're just doing a heroic job because this is so critical and so needed in this world today. And so maybe you're the kind of person that a honey stick in the morning will help you deal with the traffic that you're getting yourself into. Or maybe a honey stick during midday will help you get prepared for that meeting you have to have. Or maybe putting that honey in a little bit of your tea or your beverage of choice. Or maybe having a couple of honey sticks before you go to bed at night to chill you so that you will go to sleep. And explain to us that this is a very minimal dose, that you're not going to get high. You'll never get high from CBD. Never, ever, ever. Explain how that works, Pearson, please.
Right, absolutely. So there has been a lot of fear, and as you were saying at the start of the show, almost kind of a negative, like, stigma based on, you know, CBD, because people have taken drug tests and have tested positive for having THC in their system. And that's why we've actually completely opted out of using an oil or a CBD oil. We actually use the CBD isolate directly, so the isolated CBD molecule, and that's what we use with our honey. So there is zero THC in all of our products, and the whole point of it is that we want to utilize the benefits of CBD, which is that natural kind of anti-inflammatory phytonutrient that comes from that plant, and that's what we wanted to isolate and keep, and that's what we use for our honey. So there would never, ever be a concern of having any of that, any of the THC in our product. So that's why we keep it away from
right.
us. That's what we give Ruby, and it's kid-friendly and safe. You'd never have to worry about any of that.
That's really critical. It really is. And, Pearson, I know that there are a lot of parents who have been experimenting in using CBD for ADD and ADHD, and this might be the answer as well, the honey sticks.
Absolutely. It's almost funny because when you talk about, you know, what CBD can actually help you with, it's almost like you're trying to sell snake oil, to be completely honest, because
I know.
It has all of these natural benefits to it. It's like, well, what does CBD help with? And then you tell them it helps a lot with calming people, helps with anxiety, helps with, mitigating epileptic seizures. Like, you tell everybody all these things about this plant, and it's been so restricted for years, it really sounds like you are trying to sell, you know, snake oil to people. But, I mean, it's so amazing that now we're restrictions are loosening up, and we finally have access to this just incredible natural remedy for all of these things. So it's just an amazing thing that's happening, and this industry is on the path and will continue to just explode because everybody knows, you know, now at this point how amazing this product is and how amazing it can be for people who really need it.
I'm sure you get a lot of people, Pearson, that say, oh, come on, there's got to be THC in this. There's got to be that psychoactive ingredient. And there really isn't. There is
right.
a totally different way. It's the isolate. It's a totally different delivery system for CBD. And when we come back, we have to get ready for a break, but when we come back, we must talk about that. We also have to talk about the fabulous, absolutely fabulous, fun T-shirts and hats and all kinds of things that you have at Ruby Bees website,
absolutely.
rubybees.com. Yes, that's the best website to get everything at rubybees.com. And very fun T-shirts, all kinds of things. This is one of the most affordable products out there as well. If price point is questionable, this is the product you want to experiment and play with. And it's just rubybees.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back with Pearson Boyer right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us today on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We are talking with Pearson Boyer. His sister has had the most extraordinary experience. Her face changes when they give her CBD made with clover honey. They've created a company because it worked for her, and it's working for so many others, and it's called Ruby Bees, and we're so thrilled to have them be a part of this show. And the story is such a feel-good story, Pearson.
Well, yeah, I mean, we feel great about it, too. I mean, it's just amazing to be in a position where we can really just help provide relief and, you know, something that helps Ruby. And that's, at the end of the day, what it's all about. So it is a feel-good story, and we feel good about what we're doing with Ruby and hopefully what we can provide for other people as well.
So we talk about hemp being sustainable, and tell us about the T-shirts.
Yeah, so as of recently, we've been adding quite a few T-shirts to our website. A lot of them have to do with just honeybee-related products, and, you know, all of them go directly to help support Ruby and our company, and we're going to start adding hemp T-shirts to it. We're just full of ideas that we're excited to be bringing to people and be part of, and we want to support the CBD industry, we want to support the hemp industry, and pretty much everything that falls within those categories.
And again, the way in which that your product works is through a straw made with honey that has CBD in it. And what is the dosage? How would you, for someone not like Ruby, but how would you figure out what dosage you would take?
Right. So we felt as though 10 milligrams of CBD per honey stick was just right at the accurate dosing that you should. That way it's not too much, not too little, and you can use that to accurately measure what works for you personally. So that's why we stuck kind of at that lower number. A lot of people will take, you know, 3 to 4 honey sticks if they're in severe pain, and 1 to 2 if they're trying it out, want to see what works for them personally. So that's why we dosed it a little bit lower. You'll typically out there now see either 15 or 20 milligram honey sticks or other products around there, but we felt as though keeping it around 10 was great for people who want to know what the product does and want to find what's just right for them.
Yes, that makes sense. That really makes sense. And this delivery system is just so easy. And you can put it in tea. You can put it in liquid. So it's workable for lifestyles.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I
for many lifestyles.
If I'm feeling sore, let's say you go to the gym and you're feeling a bit sore, I'll typically put a honey stick or 2 honey sticks in my tea before I go to bed, and it helps me relax. And a lot of people take CBD and our honey sticks to help them relax. It doesn't make you drowsy or tired or anything like that, but it soothes your body and helps you just relax, which is kind of different because people are also scared. They're saying, like, hey, if I take CBD, people take it to go to bed. Is it going to make you tired? And that's not the case at all. It just helps you relax and just puts you in a good feeling, essentially. It just helps
yes,
you relax.
Yes.
It doesn't get you high. It doesn't have any of the psychoactive elements to it. It just helps you relax and helps you go to bed.
And helps you chill. You know, when you, as I said, if you're you know, if you're having to deal with traffic and you're dealing with stressful situations, it's nice to have a few of these sticks around. I know that they're very beneficial, and it's an easy peasy way to get a good quality product into you. And you talk about efficacy, and tell us how every batch is tested. I mean, this is really important information as well, Pearson.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we make sure that each of our batches of honey that we infuse is third-party lab tested to contain no THC. And that way you can also go to our website and see exactly what you're getting every time you feed a honey stick. For any concerns or anything like that, we want to make sure we do things right and we do it by the books. And people who have concerns about, you know, what they're giving their kids or what they're putting in their body, we want to make sure that we put your mind at ease and that we're as accurate and transparent as we can possibly be.
This is really an important part of the CBD story. There are a lot of products that are out there that are being sold that are not doing this kind of testing, and they're not as rigorous with the standards. And every company that you're taking, you really should look at what they're putting in, how they are marketing, and what's really behind the brand, because you have to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been, so far since this industry has emerged, there's been so many issues where people have not been transparent, and there's been issues where people have gone and purchased a CBD product and then tested negative on a drug test for the trace amounts of THC that some products have. And it almost created this negative connotation or negative thoughts about the CBD industry, because now you're getting people who are testing negative, and that's, we don't want that type of mentality or that thought process to discourage people from trying honey and trying something, especially when we're here using an isolate. We're just trying to give people a product
That's right.
where they can feel safe taking and not worry about getting high or anything like that.
That's really critical. And again, if it's working for Ruby and it changes her entire being, herself, she's joyful, mm-hmm. she's not having seizures, this is an extraordinary product. I want people to support the Boyer family and their endeavors with Ruby Bees, because it's such a good story, and it's showing how this product can be used in such a healthy and an important lifestyle for a young woman that really needs that kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
It's
absolutely.
Just a great story. And for more information, give us the website, please, Pearson, and check out the website. It's really fun, and the hats and all of the accessories are just fabulous sayings, and it really, really great. And even a bucket hat with a bee on it. It's so cute. So cute. Go ahead and give us the website.
www.rubybees.com.
Thank you so much, Pearson, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying?
Been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.